USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A group of Republican senators say they will challenge the results of the Electoral College vote when Congress meets on January 6th to certify that vote. Senator Ted Cruz announced Saturday that he would be leading the challenging bloc. The group is calling for a 10-day audit of the results in disputed states. Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn is one of those challenging the results and tells Fox News that the move is about making sure that voters can be confident in the electoral system.
There are ways for us to approach this. This is one of them. We should get answers to this. The American people should be able to trust in their electoral system, and the Electoral College is a vital part of our process, and this will be the opportunity that we have to weigh in.
This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to get to feeling better, the best way to feel better is with a great night's sleep. And you know I'm going to talk about my pillow. I've been sleeping on one for now 3 years, and I get the best sleep of my life. They don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. Try doing that. You end up with a washer full of pillow feathers. And they're made in the USA. And right now, the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues, $40 off, $29.98. For a standard or queen size premium MyPillow, King's only $5 more. To get the best night's sleep of your life and a guaranteed, it continues until March 1st and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep for 2021. From Mike Lindell and My Pillow.
Iran has alerted a UN nuclear watchdog that it will begin enriching uranium up to 20% as soon as possible, putting that country's nuclear program closer to making weapons-grade material. The announcement comes as the one-year anniversary of the killing of one of Iran's top generals in a drone strike in Iraq approaches. Officials have been worried about possible retaliation from Iran as the anniversary approached. The decision from the Iranians appears to be an attempt to gain some relief from international sanctions as well as influence the policy of the incoming Biden administration. And the Coast Guard has suspended its search for a boat heading to Florida with 20 people aboard. Authorities say the vessel left the Bahamas on Monday and was planning to make the about 50-mile journey to Lake Worth, Florida. After receiving reports that the boat had never arrived, the Coast Guard searched for 3 days for the missing vessel before suspending the search Friday. The Coast Guard says the search could resume if new information on the boat's whereabouts is received. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Coronavirus will bring an end to one of the NFL's longest streaks. USA Radio News' Mike Fortier has more.
Baltimore Ravens punter Sam Cook has played in 239 straight games, but that will likely come to an end tomorrow. Cook was placed on the reserve COVID list this week after an inconclusive test result. Tomorrow's game against Cincinnati will be the first Cook has missed in his 15-year career. Head coach John Harbaugh talked earlier this year about what makes Cook so unique.
Continuity. You know, I think he's a guy that, persistence and how to do it the right way. I haven't really given it thought, but I think he epitomizes what success looks like over the long haul, you know. A guy that's dedicated to, you know, the process, taking care of the details, working extremely hard.
The last time the Ravens played a game without Cook, 2006, when quarterback Lamar Jackson was in third grade. Cook's streak is the third longest in the league. The longest streak belongs to Dallas Cowboys long snapper L.P. Ladouceur, 252 games. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
And the bowl season wraps up Saturday with four games. Ole Miss upset number 11 Indiana 26-20 in the Outback Bowl. Kentucky beat number 23 NC State 23-21 in the Gator Bowl. Number 10 Iowa State takes on number 25 Oregon in the Fiesta Bowl. And number 5 Texas A&M faces off with number 13 North Carolina in the Orange Bowl. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.